Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 5 of our 40 days of Teshuvah devotional. I'm going to open up with Psalm 26, verses 1 to 2. Vindicate me, Adonai, for I have walked in my integrity and trusted in Adonai without wavering. Probe me, Adonai, and test me. Refine my mind and my heart. For your love is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to become conformed to his image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress. Number 4, and for the sin that we have sinned before you with utterance of our lips, also known as Lashon Hara, the evil tongue. In the El Het prayer, there are at least 9 references to sin committed by our words. This is the first one regarding the utterance of our lips. Lashon Hara, or evil talk, is defined as information which is either derogatory or potentially harmful to another individual. A derogatory statement about someone is Lashon Hara, even if it will definitely not cause that person any harm. To focus on the shortcomings of another person in itself is wrong. A statement that could potentially bring harm to someone, be it financially, physical, psychological, or otherwise, is Lashon Hara. A wise man once said, "You don't have to say everything you think." The Talmud says that when we speak, our lips and teeth should act as a gate, controlling whatever flows out. We love to give people a piece of our mind, so the saying goes, when they rub us the wrong way. However, once the words have slipped through the gates, there is no taking them back. The harm done by speech is even worse than the harm done by stealing or by cheating someone financially. Because amends can be made for monetary harms, but the harm done by speech can never be repaired. Speech has been compared to an arrow. Once the words are released, like an arrow, they cannot be recalled. The harm they do cannot be stopped, and the harm they do cannot always be predicted, for words like arrows often go astray. We are especially guilty of this with our spouses and family members. How many arguments or fights could have been stopped? How many emotional wounds been avoided by controlling the words that come out of our mouth? Leviticus 25:17. You shall not wrong one another. This has traditionally been interpreted as wronging a person with speech. It includes any statement that will embarrass, insult, or deceive a person, or cause a person emotional pain or distress. Proverbs 13:3, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth his lips wide shall have destruction. Proverbs 21:23, he whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Journal, food for thought. Do I think before I speak? Am I prone to thoughtless outbursts? Have my words caused others emotional pain or embarrassment in front of others? Do I enjoy criticizing others to make myself feel better? I want to close this devotional just with a prayer. Father, today I make a commitment to you in the name of Yeshua. I turn from speaking idle words and foolishly talking things that are contrary to my true desire to myself and towards others. Your word says that the tongue defiles, that the tongue sets on fire the course of nature, that the tongue is set on fire of hell. In the name of Yeshua, I submit to godly wisdom that I might learn to control my tongue. I am determined that hell will not set my tongue on fire. I renounce, reject, and repent of every word that has ever proceeded out of my mouth against you, God, and your operation. I cancel its power and dedicate my mouth to speak excellent and right things. My mouth shall utter truth. Because I am the righteousness of God and Messiah Yeshua, I set the course of my life for obedience, for abundance, for wisdom, for health, and for joy. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips. Then the words of my mouth and my deeds shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all of my days. I purpose to guard my mouth and my tongue, that I might keep myself from calamity. Father, your words are top priority to me. They are spirit and life. I let the word dwell in me richly in all wisdom. The ability of God is released within me by the words of my mouth and by the word of God. I speak your words out of my mouth. They are alive in me. You are alive and working in me, so I can boldly say that my words are words of faith, words of power, words of love, and words of life. They produce good things in my life and the lives of others because I choose your words for my lips and your will for my life. In Yeshua's name, amen. Shalom in Yeshua.